Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming up on October 16th. And on the show this time, we're going to learn all about the walk, all about Alzheimer's disease, and how you can get involved and help out. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Jen Osaneski and Dana Kilgus. They are both walk managers with the Alzheimer's Association of Oregon and Southwest Washington. Hey there, ladies. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So, Jen, let me get started. Jen, let me get started with you. The Walk to End Alzheimer's, when is that coming up?
That's coming up on October 16th in Portland at the Portland Zoo.
And that's a Saturday?
Yes.
Which makes it convenient for everybody to join in.
Absolutely. And when they come to the zoo that day for the walk, they can stay on us at the zoo for the rest of the day.
That's even cooler. I love that. So it usually isn't at the zoo. Is this one of the first times you've been at the zoo?
Yes. We've decided this year it would be fun to kind of go in the zoo and be able to walk with the monkeys and the elephants.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's still a big sea of purple, but it's not downtown. Usually it's on the Esplanade, right?
We're at the Moda Center.
Okay.
Usually.
So then it's going to be a big sea of purple up at the Oregon Zoo. I love that.
Absolutely.
Dana, can you tell me about the Alzheimer's Association of Oregon and Southwest Washington, your chapter? Tell me all about it.
So I would love to tell you about the chapter. The Alzheimer's Association is the leading voluntary health organization in Alzheimer's care support and research. The Alzheimer's Association leads the way to end Alzheimer's and all dementia by accelerating global research, driving risk reduction and early detection, and maximizing quality care and support. Our vision is a world without Alzheimer's and all other dementia. We're also serving 38 counties in Oregon and Southwest Washington. Our local offices are located in Portland, Salem, Eugene, Bend, and Medford. And we are the largest nonprofit funder of Alzheimer's research. The association is committed to advancing vital research towards methods of treatment, prevention, and ultimately a cure.
Awesome. Dana, how long have you been with the chapter?
I've been here about 2 years. Probably in the next couple of months will be my two-year mark.
And Jen, how about you? How long have you been with the chapter?
2 years this coming November.
Nice. So what made you guys want to be walk managers? Jen, I'll get started with you.
So my mom is in late-stage dementia. I'm from the Boston area, and I moved out here, and the only way for me to help her would be to raise money because she's in late stage with vascular dementia. I figured I can't help her, but I can help other families, so I decided to try and get a job with the Alzheimer's Association, so I started volunteering first, and then they kept me.
Very nice. Dana, how about you? What makes you want to be involved with the Alzheimer's Association?
Well, I have a similar story, except I've lost somebody to Alzheimer's. So my grandmother, whom I lost when I was at the age of 12, And back then, I didn't really understand the disease or, you know, why my grandmother was not being so nice to certain people. And, you know, once I figured out why she wasn't being nice, I felt like I needed to get involved. And this was probably the best way to do it and raise money, help people, and the awareness. Pretty much. That's it.
That's great. So, Jen, let me ask you that question. What exactly is Alzheimer's, and what's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia?
Well, Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. It's a general term for memory loss and other cognitive abilities serious enough to interfere with daily life. And Alzheimer's is not a normal part of aging. The greatest known risk factor for increasing age, and the majority of people with Alzheimer's are 65 and older. Alzheimer's disease is considered to be younger onset Alzheimer's and affects a person under 65. It does worsen over time. It's a progressive disease where dementia symptoms gradually worsen over a number of years.
So one of the things you said in there was that Alzheimer's is not a normal part of aging.
It is absolutely not a normal part of aging.
We're talking today with Jen and Dana from the Alzheimer's Association of Oregon and Southwest Washington. And Dana, I want to ask you, it says here that Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Can you share a few more statistics about the disease?
Yes, of course. An estimated 6.2 million Americans aged 65 and older are living with Alzheimer's dementia in 2021. That's 72% are age 75 or older. In Oregon, more than 69,000 people aged 65 and older are living with Alzheimer's, and in Washington, that number reaches 120,000. One in nine people aged 65 and older has Alzheimer's dementia, and almost two-thirds of Americans with Alzheimer's are women. Also, 83% of the help provided to older adults in the United States comes from family members, friends, or other unpaid caregivers. Nearly half of all caregivers who provide help to older adults do so for someone living with Alzheimer's or another dementia. In Oregon, there were 155,000 caregivers last year. That's a huge number.
Yeah, it is.
I can't even believe that sometimes.
So Jen, let me ask you, so now that we know some of the prevalence of the disease, how can people tell if they should be concerned about it themselves or maybe in others, like a relative or a parent?
First of all, many people have trouble with memory. This does not mean they have Alzheimer's. There are many different causes of memory loss. And if you or someone you know is experiencing symptoms of dementia, it is best to visit a doctor so that can be determined. That being said, the most common early symptom of Alzheimer's, difficulty remembering newly learned information. In fact, we have 10 warning signs and symptoms. And if you notice any of them, don't ignore them. And please schedule an appointment with your doctor. We offer a free educational program called 10 Warning Signs of Alzheimer's. And you can access that online training at our website, which is alz.org. Or we have a 24/7 helpline at 800-272-3900.
Could you go through at least a couple of those 10 warning signs?
Oh, absolutely. Memory loss that disrupts daily life, difficulty completing familiar tasks, confusion with time or place, and changes in planning or solving problems, decreased or poor judgment, withdrawal from work or social activity, changes in mood and personality, new problems with words and speaking or writing. Any of these things start to come up with anyone, family or friends, you should just really reach out to your doctor.
And it's a little
There's ahead. There's one thing I wanted to just jump in here. I know this is probably something Jen, hopefully she'll share with you, but we were on our walk road show over the last couple of weeks, and we were talking about this specific thing. And Jen shared something with us that, because I was asking, how did you know your mom had had it? And she said, well, you know, one of the first things that I found was her checkbook. And I don't know if, Jen, if you want to share that little bit of a story about how you recognize that. I think it's a helpful tip for people.
Sure. One of my friends had gone through this with her dad, and she told me to look at my mom's checkbook because my mother, you know, is early 70s, so she still has a checkbook. And I looked back and I could start to see the difference in handwriting over the past year or two, that her handwriting was different. It had always been the same. And then I started noticing that the addition and subtraction was wrong. She would write a $2,000 check, and instead of deducting $2,000, she would add $3,000. Or she would also write the same check to the gas company four times in 1 week. So, you know, things like that, if you can go back and look at something that you know and you can see changes, I think that's a real big indicator.
Some everyday routine tasks that seem to be changing over time.
Absolutely. And things like handwriting, I think, is a really big one, because they've been writing the same way for 40 years, 50 years. You can see a difference.
What do you say to somebody who thinks, oh, my goodness, I'm getting so forgetful. It must be Alzheimer's. But it's a little more than just forgetting where you put your keys, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I forget where I put my keys all the time. I, you know, look for my phone when it's in my hand. I mean, that is normal. But I think when we start to look at things like, you know, poor judgment, or another thing my mother used to do is drive in the middle of the night thinking it was the daytime.
Wow.
You know, so I think things like that is when you really need to look at it.
Jen, thank you so much for sharing this information about your mom. I know it's very personal. How long has she been battling the disease?
She was diagnosed in 2017.
So it's progressed pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, she has vascular dementia, which the lifespan is usually about 5 years after diagnosis. So she was never forgetful. She kind of lives in another world.
Okay. We're talking today with Jen and Dana with the Alzheimer's Association of Oregon and Southwest Washington. Dana, I think this question is for you. The Alzheimer's Association International Conference happened recently. Any new research updates that our listeners might be interested in at this time?
So the Alzheimer's Association International Research Conference is the largest and most influential international meeting dedicated to advancing dementia science. Each year, AAIC brings together the world's leading basic science and clinical researchers, next generation investigators, and the dementia care research community. At AAIC, we come together to share breaking research discoveries that will lead to new preventions and treatments, plus improvements in early detection, diagnosis, and care. Some research presented at AAIC suggests that COVID-19 is associated with long-term cognitive dysfunction and acceleration of Alzheimer's disease pathology and systems. These studies were among several pieces of groundbreaking research featured at AAIC this year. Some other new data reported at AAIC this year included that improving air quality may reduce dementia risk, and global prevalence of dementia is expected to nearly triple, over more than 152 million by the year 2050. So lots of really cool stuff coming out of AAIC this year.
So Dana, now I want to get into the fun stuff and talk about the walk, which is coming up October 16th. Tell me all about the walk to end Alzheimer's.
Yeah, we are super excited to be at the Oregon Zoo this year on October 16th, which is a Saturday. Our registration opens at 8 a.m. and the opening ceremony begins at 9. We are asking everybody to pre-register for the walk this year so that we can have as touchless as possible registration on walk day. If you want to register for the walk, you can go to alz.org/walk. You can start a team. You can be an individual walker, or you can donate. The walk officially starts at 9:15 this year, and you will get complimentary access to the zoo with your family on walk day, as long as you all register online or on walk day. Anyone is welcome to join us at the local event, or they can also walk from home in their own neighborhood. No matter how and where people choose to participate, know that the health and safety of our top priority. All of our events will implement safety protocols that include physical distancing, contactless registration, like I said before, And we are asking everyone to wear face masks. We will provide those too at our registration table. And hand sanitizing stations will be throughout the zoo. If people prefer to walk from home, there are still ways they can engage in walk on walk day by downloading our Walks in Alzheimer's mobile app, which will include a lot of really cool things that they can do from their phone. A pre-recorded opening and promise garden ceremony will be loaded onto the mobile app, which I'm really excited because our local K2 news anchor, Wesley Ogle, will be the host of that online promise garden ceremony. So that's kind of cool that we have our local host there. An augmented reality promise garden that allows you to select a flower as you walk. Also a route map to track your at-home walk, including a start and finish line, and a augmented reality platform will also be there. So just visit alz.org/walk for more information and to register online. We're asking everyone to register ahead of time this year so that we can keep everybody safe.
Well, you guys have really stepped up your game this year.
Yeah.
You've got some exciting stuff going on.
We're not monkeying around this year, that's for sure.
No pun intended, since you'll be at the zoo.
Right.
So tell me, how did you handle the walk in 2020, last year, 1 year ago?
Oh, last year, 2020, we were kind of, doing everything possible to keep everybody engaged. We did a lot of walk in your own neighborhood. We also had a virtual component to it where they could go on their mobile phone. They could watch a live opening ceremony, participate from home, and, do the same thing we always do, fundraise, donate, get everybody involved, share the awareness, and, just keep everything going and ending alls. That's basically what we were trying to do, alls doesn't go away and neither do we, so we just kept going.
Awesome.
Best we could.
Well, I want to ask you both this question, but I'll start with you, Dana. How great does it feel to actually be doing it in person in real life again? How good does that feel?
Oh, man. that's kind of a loaded question, I think. I can tell you, Jen and I have already done 5 walks so far this year in Oregon and Southwest Washington, and I can say the Walk Roadshow has had a blast. Every person that has come out to our walks this year is so positive. They're grateful, thankful, excited to be in person, excited to be walking for such a great organization. And they're raising tons of money. And we are just elated about it and can't believe the support that's out there. I mean, people are just, digging in deep and doing the work and coming out and having a good time with us.
Great. Jen, let me ask you, what's it feel like to have the Walk Roadshow, as you call it, back in live and in person? How's that going? What does it feel like?
It's so much fun to see all of our walkers and volunteers. And, I didn't know what would happen this year. And just to see everybody walking from the parking lots in purple tutus, purple wigs, and purple sneakers, and we had like a little dance battle the other day at Walk. So I think it's really been fun, and people are so happy just to see each other and to be out with their family and friends and for one day celebrate each other. We know this is such a horrible disease, but we get to go out and have great music and raise money. And I'm super excited because of the 5 walks we've had already, 2 of them are over at 100% to goal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
And I will add that we've had some pretty cool doggies dressed up in some really fun purple gear. That's for sure.
So kind of like the whole family can join in, right?
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Jen, how does the Walk to End Alzheimer's support the cause?
When you participate in Walk, your fundraising dollars fuel our mission-related initiatives of care, support, and research. From face-to-face support to online education programs and promising worldwide research initiatives. The money we raise makes a difference in the lives facing Alzheimer's.
Also, Jen, what are other ways that people can support the Alzheimer's Association?
So we have a variety of volunteer opportunities available across the state, from education presenters, support group facilitators, to advocacy-related and event opportunities. You can go right to our website, which is alz.org/ORSWWA, to learn more. We also encourage community members to spread the word about our free programs and resources. Almost everyone seems to be touched by this disease in one way or another. So tell your friends, family, and neighbors about our 24-hour helpline, website, education programs, and support groups. Lastly, donate. Participate in one of our events. Make a donation. You can go to alz.org/walk, and you put in your zip code, and you can find your local walk.
Jen, how much are you guys hoping to raise in the Portland Walk on October 16th?
I'm going to let you take that one.
Yeah, I can answer that one. So our goal is $460,000, and we're hoping to go up and above that. But right now, we're looking, so far, we've got $228,000 on the books. So we've got a little ways to go, but I'm so confident that our walkers are going to get us there, and it's going to be a celebration on walk day. So
that's so
I
awesome.
Cannot wait to see the numbers just keep going up and up.
Where can our listeners get some more information about the Alzheimer's Association?
They can go to alz.org/ORSWWA. That's our chapter, and they can get all the information there.
And information about the walk, Dana, tell us all about everything we need to know about the walk, because it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, so the Portland Walk to End Alzheimer's is October 16th. Registration starts at 8, goes till 9. Our Promise Garden ceremony starts at 9, and then we walk at 9:15. And if you are registered to walk with us on walk day, you and everyone that you have with you that's registered will get the free day at the zoo. So come out, join us. We'd love to see you on walk day. Come celebrate with us and see the sea of purple walking through the zoo.
That's so great. The monkeys are just going to be going crazy.
Yeah, we're not monkeying around this year. We're doing some purple stuff and getting everybody walking.
Well, thank you so much for telling us all about the Walk to End Alzheimer's. It's going to be a good one this year. I can just feel it.
We're super excited to have everybody come in person again.
Awesome.
Yeah, and thank you for the opportunity.
We've been talking today with Jen Osonoski and Dana Kilgus with the Alzheimer's Association of Oregon and Southwest Washington. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
I present to you three of the fiercest subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. First, the brain-wrenching behemoth Algebra 2, weighing in at a mind-boggling 800 pounds. Foreign languages! The multilingual international sensation capable of tossing you clear across the Atlantic. And finally, biology. More ferocious than formaldehyde, she'll dissect you one chromosome at a time. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Oh, man, get around him.
Oh, that was so close.
You know, driving in real life is nothing like a video game, particularly if you're driving around trucks.
Look out.
Because out on the real road, you don't get points for weaving in and out of traffic. In fact, if you do that in front of a truck, you could lose big.
Hit the brakes.
Ow!
Wipe out, man.
Remember, trucks can't stop quickly or maneuver easily, and they're a lot bigger than whatever you're driving.
That's harsh.
In fact, one of the leading causes of truck crashes is when cars try to pass improperly and cut trucks off.
Whoa.
So pay attention to what's going on around you, and don't try to speed your way around a truck. stay out of trucks' blind spots,
where'd that guy come from?
And give them a lot of extra room. Otherwise, you could find your driving career cut very short.
Oh, wipeout. Toast.
Game over.
Oh, man. Gee.
Drive safely. It's the way to go. A message from the Oregon Department of Transportation.
Runners, to your mark. Set.
Some may see a sprinter. At the NFHS, we see a future leader already off to the races. Some may see a volleyball player.
One hit! Way to go, girl! Woo!
At the NFHS, we see a spike in confidence that will help her achieve her potential. What else do we see? Musicians learning to march to their own beat. We're the NFHS, the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and activities in America, helping today's teenagers develop the skills they need to become tomorrow's leaders. And we see it happening in communities across Oregon every single day. Learn more about the NFHS commitment to youth at nfhs.org. This message presented by the NFHS, the National Federation of State High School Associations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.